It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West is moving to Chicago. Kanye made the announcement Monday in an event with Chance the Rapper.
So the first thing on my mind that I have to tell you is I got to let y'all know that I've moved back to Chicago. I'm never leaving again.
Sources close to Kanye say he and his wife Kim have already found a home in Chicago, and that's where he wants to establish his permanent residence. But they are keeping all of their properties in LA. In addition to the house that they just built, they have multiple properties there, including 300 acres that Kanye is developing, and that project is still a go. Kanye is also going to move his Yeezy offices from Calabasas to Chicago, and he also confirmed that he has a joint album with Chance the Rapper coming out called Good Ass Job.
Would it be too much to go to Chicago every weekend until I run into Kim Kardashian?
I know, dude. That is pretty crazy. I mean, that's only 3 hours away from us. The freaking Kardashians, man.
I'm going to be able to, like, feel her vibe, like, from here.
Like, yeah. You know they're going to be filming the show following her move over there their life in Chicago and stuff. Like, there's going to be filming going on for Keeping Up with the Kardashians right there in Chicago.
I could start crying right now, like, just thinking about, like, meeting Kim Kardashian, like, seeing her.
I'm very excited.
Well, you know what, Liv? Follow your dream, okay?
Thank you.
Kristen Bell recently confessed to using weed, never trying cocaine, and hoping to host an ecstasy party someday. The Bad Moms actress was candid about her drug use and thoughts on the subject during a podcast. She smokes around her husband, and it doesn't seem to bother him, although she did say that she never vapes around her children and partakes about once a week. Although she's never done ecstasy, she says that her husband, Dax Shepard, who is sober, has told her that she would love it. Bell said that they talk very openly about drugs and alcohol, even though no one participates, and all of their friends are straight-edge goody-goody people. Olympic gold medalist swimmer Michael Phelps talked about dealing with his depression.
I spent 3 or 4 days in my room in 2014 not wanting to be alive. I mean, ever since the Olympics, I've gone at least through one major depression spell, maybe two since then. So it's not something that's going to go away. It's something that makes me who I am. And for me, I just try to be as prepared as I can for any one of those moments whenever they do arise. I understand it's okay to not be okay, and the things that I'm going through make me a human being. It's not something that you can really control, but you can try to manage it. And I think that's what I've learned to manage.
I was really shocked by that. I had no idea that he struggled with depression. Did you?
No, and you would assume, like, oh my gosh, he's like a 100-time gold medal athlete. Like, the world's perfect for him. What's he talking about?
He actually is on a commercial that's running right now about therapy and everyone should go and how he struggled with depression, how therapy helped him.
Wow, so that must be why he was talking about
Liv, you go to therapy and I go to therapy. I think it's something you definitely have to do. There's nothing wrong with you if you go, and if you've ever thought about it, give it a try. A lot of times your insurance will cover part of it at least.
Also, you don't have to have anything wrong with you to go to therapy. It's just good to go.
Unless you're trying to avoid learning things about yourself.
Well, that's what I told Alex. I'm like, Alex, if you ever thought about going to therapy, it's great, but here's the thing that sucks. Once you learn what the problem is, then you got to try to fix it.
See, that's what I'm scared of.